Today's daf is Brochis Daf Chof Zayin. We are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Vav Amid Beis Iboilu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Avisa. So yesterday, we began, middle of the daf, the fourth perek in Masechtas Brochis, a classic perek, perek Tfilas HaShachar. And perek Tfilas HaShachar deals primarily not with the halachos of Kriya Shema, but rather with the halachos of tefillah. The Gemara mentioned on Dav Chof Vav Amid Beis a machlokes Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as to the origin of tefillah. Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina said, tefillah is avos tiknon. Avram Avinu was Masak in Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv, and it's as a result of their tefillahs and them instituting that we all should daven, that we daven today. So we daven because of a takona, not merely a takona's chachamim, but rather the takona of the avos. Rav Shua ben Levi said, tefillah is keneged tmidim tekno. No, the reason we daven is because once upon a time we had a Beis HaMikdash, and when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we brought karbonos, tmidim kisidram, umusafim kilchasan, and keneged the karbonos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, we daven. We daven Shachris because there was a Tomid Shal Shachar. We daven Mincha because there was a Tomid Shal Beino Arbayim. We daven Meiriv because the Aktoras, Evorim, and Emurim of those respective Tmidim were brought at night. The Gemara then brought a Tanya Kavase, the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, a Tanya Kavase, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, the Mishnah itself was discussing not the origin of tefillah, but rather the Zmanei tefillah. And the Mishnah mentioned three machloikesen between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to what Zman of tefillah is. Tefillah sa shachar, the Mishnah said, ad chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad arba shos. Tefillah sa mincha, ad ha'erev, the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, only until plaga mincha. Tfilas Meiriv is the whole night. There's no machloikis. Tfilas Musif, the Chachamim hold kol ayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda said, up until Zayin Shai. So the first part of the daf is going to discuss in detail the machloikisin between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as it relates to the Zmanim of Tfilah. Iboilu, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tfilas HaMincha is up until Plaga Mincha. So according to the Chachamim, you could have a Mincha the whole day, from the Tchilas HaZman up until the rest of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only up until Plaga Mincha, says the Gemara. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said Plaga Mincha? Did he mean Plag Mincha Kama, Kamar, or Plag Mincha Achroina, Kamar? So what are these two plagues? Meaning, what's Mincha Kama and what's Mincha Achroina? So the Gemara said that even though the Mishnah never told us what the Tchilas Zman Mincha is, the Gemara brought a brisa that did and said that the Tchilas Man Mincha is from Mincha Gedoyla or from Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedoyla is 6.5 hours into the day. So assuming that the day is made up of 12 hours, Mincha Gedoyla is 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Why 6.5 and 9.5? So the Brisa said, because those was manim that were important when it came to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and this was the Brisa that was Tanya Kavase to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that related tefillos to the karbonos that were brought. So the Gemara assumes for sure that Plaga Mincha is the midway point from Mincha up until Laila. So it's the midway point from the earliest time that you can daven Mincha, from the Tchilas Zman Mincha, up until Laila. But being that we have two Zmanim of Mincha, we have Mincha Gedoyla, and we have Mincha Ketana, so says the Gemara, technically there's two Plaga Minchas as well. There's the midway point between Mincha Gedoyla and Laila, and then there's the midway point between Mincha Ketana and Laila. So which one is Plaga Mincha? And if you do the math, if Mincha Gedoyla is 6.5 hours into the day, Laila is 12 hours, so how much time is there between 6.5 and 12? It's 5.5 hours. If that's the case, Plaga Mincha would be 5.5 divided by 2, which is 2 3/4. So 6.5 plus 2 3/4 is 9 1/4. So it'd be 9 1/4 hours into the day. That would be Plaga Mincha. If you want the plague of Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, which means there's 2.5 hours between Mincha Ketana and Laila, which means Plaga Mincha would be 2.5 divided in half, which is 1 1/4. So it's 9.5 plus 1 1/4, which is 10 3/4. Essentially, the Gemara's question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have a mincha until Plaga Mincha. Is it up until 10? Is it up until 9 and a quarter hours into the day? Or is it 10 and three quarters hours into the day? That is the shaila. As the Gemara Toshmatz Mefurish Abraisa, the time Rabbi Yehuda Omer, plaga mincha achroina amru, it's not the plague of mincha gedoyla, but rather it's the plague of mincha ketana. Vihi yud alav shoyz chasra vias, like we just said, it's 10 and three quarters hours, or the Gemara's way of saying it, it's 11 hours minus a quarter. Says the Gemara, name it yavit yufta di Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara had just brought this very long, elaborate braisa, which mentioned that the zmanim of tfilois are related to the karbonos. Doesn't that sound like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who holds that tfilois keneged tmidim tiknun? And if that's the case, shouldn't this be a tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who said tfilois always tiknun? Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, loy lemei melechot tfilois always tiknun. I'll tell you that tfilois really are related to the always. If so, then why does the braisa relate the zmanim to the zmanim of the karbonos? Fas mechinu rabbanon, not karbonos. Meaning the chachamim or the always were mesakit shachris mincha meirev, but they never gave us a precise zman of when exactly you're supposed to recite these tefillos. The Rabbanon were moisef, or clarified, or tweaked. And they said that the way you daven shachris is up until chatzaris, or up until 4 hours, meaning you relate it to the zman of the karbonos. And the Gemara says it has to be that way. Because if you're going to tell me that tefillah has nothing to do with karbonos, according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, and it is merely related to the takana of the avos, tefillas musaf, the Rabbi Yosef Chanina, man tikna. So why do we daven musaf? Bishloima, if tefillos are connected to karbonos, we daven musaf on days that they used to bring a carbon musaf, because tefillah is related to karbonos. But according to the Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanin, who holds tefillos avos tiknon, so it's all related to the avos. Which one of the avos was masakin musaf? None, right? So then why do we daven musaf? Must be ela tefillos avos tiknon. That's mechinu rabbanon at karbonos. Even Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanin is going to acknowledge that karbonos play a role in terms of understanding tefillah, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad arba shos. So we're going to go through the different disputes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham and the Mishnah. So the first one was tefillah sashachar ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda said ad arba shos, up until 4 hours. Ibayluhu ad vaad bechlal, oydil ma'ad v'loyad bechlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shos, does he mean up until the 4th hour, including the 4th hour? Meaning you have 4 hours to daven, so it's really up until the beginning of the 5th hour, it's up until the beginning of the 4th hour. The question is, the 4th hour included in the Zman of Shachas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not, says the Gemara Toshma. Even though we have no raya from the words Arba Shois, but I could bring a raya from another part of the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim also argued regarding this man Mincha. What was the machlokes there? The Chachamim said you could have a Mincha till the night. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Ad plaga Mincha, says the Gemara. I'm Bishloima ad v'loyad b'chlal. Bishloima, if when we say ad, Rabbi Yehuda meant ad v'loyad b'chlal haynu d'iko ben Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanon. So when Rabbi Yehuda said ad plaga mincha regarding mincha, he meant ad v'loyad b'chlal, plaga mincha of mincha ketana, as the Gemara clarified moments ago. So if that's the case, what's the machlokes? According to Chacham, you could daven mincha up until nighttime. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you could only daven mincha up until 10 and three quarters hours into the day. Elo i'amrit ad v'ad b'chal. But if you're going to tell me where Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah ad, he means ad v'ad b'chal. Rabbi Yehuda, haynu rabbanon. Because what does ad plaga mincha then mean? Ad plaga mincha means ad v'ad b'chal, meaning up until plaga mincha and during the truth of plaga mincha as well. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing that Chacham must say, that you could also daven until the night. Elamite, what must you say? Ad v'loyad b'chlal? It's clear. So if ad plad ag mincha means ad v'loyad b'chlal, so it makes sense that ad arba shois also means ad v'loyad b'chlal. Even though maybe ad plad ag mincha means ad v'loyad b'chlal, and ad arba shois means ad v'ad b'chlal. But the Gemara says it's not mistaber. Rabbi Yehuda uses the same word in the Mishnah discussing zman tefillah. He's probably being consistent. But the Gemara says if that's the case, ema seifa. There was a third machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Shem usafin kol hayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda ad sheva shois. The Chacham said you could have a musaf the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda said only up until 7 hours. Let's say a person had two tefillos in front of him. So you didn't have a chance to daven musaf in the morning, and now it's time to daven mincha, and you realize that I also didn't daven musaf yet. So the question is, which one should you daven first? Should you first daven musaf, or should you first daven mincha? Says the Braisa, mispalo shol mincha, v'achakach mispalo shol musaf. Despite the fact that had you done things minhagai, you would have davened shachris, mosif, and then later in the day, mincha and ma'irif, right? That's usually the way you daven. But in this case, being that you didn't daven mosif in the morning, and it's already the zman to daven mincha, you should daven mincha first, and then mosif is halacha l'maisa. Why? Shezu tedira, vezu ene tedira. Because we know the rule, tader v'sheinoi tader, tader kaidim. That's why when you bench on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you say ritzei first, and then you say yale v'yavai. Because ritzei is tader every Shabbos, yale v'yavai is only on Rosh Chodesh, it's only on Yontif. So same is true regarding Mincha and Musaf. Mincha's Tadr. You daven Mincha every single day of the year. Musaf is not Tadr. Tadr v'sheinei Tadr. Tadr kodim. Rav Yudah says, no, mespal shal Musaf v'achakach shal Mincha. Yudah held not that way. He held, you should first daven Musaf, then you should daven Mincha. Why? Shazu Iveres v'zu eino Iveres. Because this man of Musaf is it's going to pass soon, as opposed to this matter of mincha. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasai, who Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could only daven musaf up until Sheva Shoyes. So, being that you only have up until Sheva Shoyes to daven musaf, so you chaperai musaf quickly, according to the Chachamim, you could daven musaf the whole day. So, you don't have this svara. So, it's tada v'sheinei tada, tada kaidim. Rabbi Yehuda is practically concerned that if you get a daven mincha first, you may end up not davening musaf. Says the Gemara, that I don't understand one thing. It sounds like it's possible in Rabbi Yehuda's world to be faced with a dilemma. I have to daven musaf, I have to daven mincha, which one should I daven first? So, the Chum said one way, Rida said another way, but clearly, it's possible such a mitzvah. Faith thing, how's it possible? Iyam b'shloima advad b'chlal, b'shloima, if Rabbi Yehuda holds advad b'chlal. So as it relates to musaf, when he says you can daven musaf up until 7 hours, what does he mean? Advaad b'chlal, you could even daven musaf during the 7th hour. It's not up until the beginning of the 7th hour. It includes the 7th hour. That's how it's possible to have both tefillos at the same time. Because what's the earliest time you could daven mincha? 6.5 hours, mincha gedayla. That's into the 7th hour already. It's a half hour into the 7th hour. So you have the whole 7 hours of the day to daven musaf. You start davening mincha. The earliest time you could daven mincha is the last half hour of the 7th hour. So there's a half hour overlap between zman mincha and zman musaf. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a shayla. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Daven musaf first, but Eli Yamit Ad V'Loyad B'Chal. But if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad V'Loyad B'Chal, so when Rabbi Yehuda said Ad Sheva Shoyes, what does he mean up until the beginning of the 7th hour? Is Echi Mishkachas Lushtei Tfilas Badi Adadi? So how is this even possible? Kivit Asvila Shom Mincha. Once it's this man Mincha, means you're already a half hour into the 7th hour. Asvila Shom Musafin. It's not this man Musaf anymore. So the Gemara says Lechura from Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Ad Sheva Shoyes. It's Muchach based on the Cheshbon with the other Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, that ad means ad ve'ad bichlal, says the Gemara. Elamai, so you're going to tell me ad ve'ad bichlal. If that's the case, kasha resha, what was the resha? The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding plaga mincha, because if Rabbi Yehuda holds ad plaga mincha, says mana mincha, and ad ve'ad bichlal, so it comes that Rabbi Yehuda holds you could have on the whole day, which is the Chachamim shita. So what's going on over here? From Yehuda's halacha of ad plaga mincha, it sounds like you could have ad ve'loyad bichlal. And from Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Ad Sheva Shoyes, it sounds like Ad Ve'ad Bechlal. So the Gemara says, Mi Sabres, the high plag, Mincha, plag Achreina Kamar, plag Rishayna Kamar. Really, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Ad in the Mishnah, he meant Ad Ve'ad Bechlal. So when he said Ad Arba Shoyes, you could daven during the 4th hour. When he said Ad Sheva Shoyes, you could daven during the 7th hour. And when he said Ad Plaga Mincha, he held you could daven during Plaga Mincha. What's the question? If you could daven during Plaga Mincha, you have the whole night. No, he didn't mean Plaga Mincha as in the second half. Plag means half. There's a first half and there's a second half. He meant the plag rishayna. Up until the plag rishayna, the ad bechlal, but at the end of the day, it gets you to the same point. You can daven up until the literal midpoint, the plag of mincha ketana v'hachi kamer. Emas nafik plag rishayna. V'ayo plag achrayna, michi nafki yud alef shoyz, chas revi. Amar Rav Nachman, afanat namitinin. It's really mefurish in a brayse. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, heyit chamish hadvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said eidos about 5 things. This is actually a mishnah in Mesechtes Idiyos, as we shall see. 5 Idiyos, all not related to each other. Number one, Shememana Saktana. So we know that a Ketana can get married midday raisa, even though in order to get married, you have to have das. But a Ketana, whose father chooses to marry her off, can be Mekudeshes midday raisa, as Biti Nasati Lishazeh. A Ketana can get married midday Rabbanon as well. The Chachamim instituted a special Tekanos Chachamim that sometimes a Ketana should be married midday Rabbanon. They felt that it was a good thing. She'll have somebody to protect her. Only a Yesoima, because if she has a father, only the father gets to decide whether or not she gets married. One of the kulois in Kedushe de Rabbanon is if the girl decides that she doesn't want to be married anymore, she has a right to leave. So ordinarily, a woman can't just walk out of a marriage. She would have to get a divorce from her husband. But there's a Chiddush that if a girl girl's only married midrabbanan, she could do what's known as miyun. She can decide, I refuse to continue to be married to this man, and that's something that she has a right to do. Now, ordinarily, the Chachamim didn't encourage miyun. They probably discouraged it. They wanted her to be married. That was the whole point in instituting this Kiddusha Derabbanan. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made that there are times, we don't have to go into why, there's a long rashi here, but there were times, Shem Meman in Asaktana, that we would encourage the Ktana to do Mia. Number one. Number two, he said, that a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam and she's in Haguna now, she hasn't heard from her husband, and Eidechot comes and says, I saw your husband and he died. So ordinarily, Al Pishnei Edom Yakum Davar, you would think the edus of one person isn't enough. A woman can get married even based on the edus of an edachot. Additionally, Val Tarnagol, Sheniska by Yerushalayim. Rabbi Ben Bava said edus that they once gave a Tarnagol skila because he killed somebody. So we're familiar with Masechtas Bava Kama, Shar Shenagach, but the Torah always talks about a shar, an ox, right? Doesn't say about a tarnagol. So Rabbi Ben Bava was made, then no, the shar is lav dafka. Dibur akasa v'lashon hoiva, Rashi brings in the Chumash already. And really, a tarnagol has the same fate if it shtoises. And he said, hey, this once happened in Yerushalayim. They stoned this tarnagol because it killed somebody. The fourth edus, he said, was Valyayim ben Abraham Yoim Shinasanaska Gabizbech, that they poured wine that was 40 days old on the Mizbech. And finally, Val Tomit Shel Shachar Shekari Barbashai. This is what we need. That they once brought the carbon Tomit in the fourth hour. Shma Mina, what do you see from here? Ad v'ad b'chlal, Shma Mina. Because what was the aside of Rabbi Yehuda Shita you could have in Shachris up until 4 hours? It was based on what they did with the carbon tamid. So essentially the question of ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'loy ad b'chlal, and it relates to the Seif's man tefillah Shachris according to Rabbi Yehuda, really is related at its core to the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid, was it brought in the fourth hour, or was it up until the fourth hour? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made that they brought the tamid shel shachar be arba shois in the fourth hour. Zoysay meres ad va'ad bechal. Amrav kana aloch grab Yehuda. The aloch is grab Yehuda. You can't daven shachris up until chatzois. You can only daven shachris until arba shois. Hayo. Why would the halacha be like Rabbi Yehuda? V'tnan bebechirta kavase. Because Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is mentioned in the chosen mesechta. So there's many mesechtas in Shas. Which is the chosen mesechta? Says Rashi, it's mesechtas idios. And idios kari bechirta, shehalacha ka'isin idios. The halacha is like every mishnah that's mentioned in mesechtas idios. What's so special about mesechtas idios? So believe it or not, we're going to get into that in tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, v'altomet shal shachar, who's the Tana of the following price? So the context of that pasuk is the mon. It says that the Yidden would wake up and they would collect the mon. Everyone took what they needed. It sounds like they would take it before the sun got too hot, because then already then the mon would go bad. Says the Gemara, what's that time of a chama shemesh v'namos? It's ba'arba shoyz. It's the fourth hour of the day. Ata oimer ba'arba shoyz, the end of the shoyz. How do you know? Maybe it's the sixth hour of the day. Kishu oimer kechoy mayoyim. It says, v'yeire elav Hashem beiloine mamre, v'u yoshev pesach ha'oil kechoy mayoyim. The first pasuk in Parshas v'yeire. So Avram Avinu was outside, and it was kechoy mayoyim. And that pasuk was shey shoyz. Omer, ha'mani mekayim v'chama shemesh v'namos, ba'arba shoyz, kechoy mayoyim is 6 hours. V'cham HaShemesh is 4 hours. They sound similar, but they're not the same thing. K'choyim HaYoyim sounds like the day is choyim. It's defining the day. The whole day is choyim. V'cham HaShemesh means the sun is hot, but there are places maybe where you can escape the sun where it's not going to be so hot. So later in the day, the sun gets more intense. 4 hours is only V'cham HaShemesh. 6 hours is K'choyim HaYoyim. Says the Gemara. So you have a braisa here that says that this zman of v'cham hashemesh was ba'arba shoyz. Man, who is the Tana of this braisa? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbanon. At first glance, it would seem that it's not Rabbi Yehuda and it's not the Rabbanon. Why? What does it have to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Because if you look at the pasuk, it's clear from the pasuk that v'cham hashemesh happened after morning. V'yilkutu oisa ba'boiker ba'boiker ish kefi achloi. They collected in the morning. V'cham hashemesh v'nobs. Then afterwards, it was v'cham hashemesh. So v'yilkutu oisa ba'boiker ba'boiker, that came before V'cham HaShemesh. Now, V'cham HaShemesh is the fourth hour, says the Gemara, it implies that it's not Baboiker Baboiker anymore. So break the Gemara, Mani, Lay Rabbi Yehuda, Lay Rabban, and why? Rabbi Yehuda, Adarba Shois, Nami Tzafrahu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fourth hour is still morning. We just said, Ad Vad Bechla. And you Rabban, and even according to Rabban, it's Chatzois Nami Tzafrahu. The Rabban, all you could have in Shachris up until Chatzois. So if that's the case, it's considered Baboiker as well. Says, what are you by saying, Rabbi? You need by saying, Rabban. We can make it work according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can make it work according to Rabban. You may say, Rabban, we can make it work according to Rabban. A Makra, Baboiker, Baboiker. It's true. Had the Pasuk said Vayilketu Oisa Baboiker, then that word Baboiker would have implied until Chatzos, but it doesn't say Baboiker. You know what it says? Baboiker, Baboiker. Not just morning, early in the morning. So Chalkeyu Lishnei Bakarim. As if you take the morning and you divide it into two parts. There's early morning, and then there's late morning. So the Pasuk says they had to make sure to get it early morning, because afterwards, in the latter part of the morning, it's already v'chama shemesh v'namas. What's the latter part of the morning? According to the Chacham, the morning is made up of 6 hours. That means if you divide it into two, cholkeo, each part's made up of 3 hours. Be'arba shois, the fourth hour, that's the beginning of the second half. At that point, it's v'chama shemesh. So they had to take it baboike baboike in the first half of the morning, because the second half of the morning, be'arba shois, already it was going to be too hot. Yiba yaseim, Rabbi Yehuda, hay boike yaseir, lahaktam loishach. So you can say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Baboike baboike doesn't mean divide the morning into two parts. Baboike baboike just means that this morning was a little earlier. How much earlier? An hour earlier. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, usually the morning is made up of 4 hours, because you get daven shachris until the fourth hour, va'ad va'ad b'chlal, meaning you have a full 4 hours. Baboiker tells me 1 hour early. Says the Gemara, the kulam amia, the chama shemesh v'nomes, the arba shoyz. Everyone agrees, meaning that's the time of the braisa, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or whether it's the Rabbanon, that the chama shemesh v'nomes is ba'arba shoyz. Says, where my mashma, how do you know that? Amar Rabbacha bar Yaakov, Amar Kro, because it says, the chama shemesh v'nomes, and ezi shosh shemesh cham. And it sounds like this is a time where the sun was hot, but at the same time, there were places, or there are places with the shade, and over there it's cooler. When is that? That's the Metzias of the way it is. That's how Chazal knew that. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So, with regards to Shachris, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. What's the Soif's man, Tfilas HaShachar? The Chachamim say Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda said Ad Arba Shois, Ad Va'ad Bichlal, and then the Gemara said, Amar Rav Kahana, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyl Utnan Bebchir Tekavase. Being that Rabbi Yehuda's Halach is mentioned in the chosen Masechta. Which Masechta is the chosen Masechta? Masechta's Idiyos. Where's Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha mentioned there? Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, not our Rabbi Yehuda, who's Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made five things. One of the five things was Val Tomit Shal Shachar Shekore Ba'arba Shois. But you see, even in the fourth hour, that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And as a result, we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we had other machloikeses between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. One machloikes was regarding mincha. According to Chacham, you could have mincha up until night, whether that means shkia, would say sakai chavim, which shkia, but you have the whole day to daven mincha. Yehuda said, no, I'd plug a mincha. By Musaf, you also had a machloikes. According to Chacham, you could have a Musaf the whole day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shev Ashoy. So I'm only Rav Chizu, Rav Yitzchak. Hasam, I'm Rav Kahana, Lach, Rav Yehuda. Regarding Shachris, Rav Kahana said, Lach, Rav Yehuda, Hoylu, Tam, Bebchir, Tekavaz, because it's a Mishnah, Masech, this idiot. Hachamai. What about regarding Mincha? So the Gemara says, Ishtik, Vloy, Amalei, Vloy, Midi. So Rav Yitzchak didn't know, so he didn't tell Rav Chizda anything. I'm Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda says, okay, if you don't know, I'm going to have to figure it out myself. So he said, Nechzi Anan, let's see if we can work this out. Midi Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, a well-known Gemara. Rav used to make early Shabbos, meaning he would daven Friday night's davening, Be'erev Shabbos, mi ba'od yoy. And apparently he used to daven after Plaga Mincha. Shema mino halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Must be the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that after Plaga Mincha, you can't daven Mincha anymore. Because if you could daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, Rav Chizda argued, how can you daven Ma'ariv then? So you want to daven Ma'ariv early? I hear. But you can't daven Ma'ariv early, or so early at a time that you could even daven mincha. So it must be when Rav made an early Shabbos, quote unquote, what he was doing it after Plaga Mincha. And he held that after Plaga Mincha is already not the Zman Mincha. Mimele you could daven Ma'ariv. Obviously held like Rabbi Yehuda. If Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Minah, Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. That's almost as good as having a Mishnah Masech Tzidius, if that's what Rav did. But the Gemara said that they told him that Adarabba, how do you know, Rabbi Yitzchak said, bring Raya from Rav, from Rav's early Shabbos, maybe bring a Raya from other Amayra, Midrav, Hunav Rabbanu, Leihavi Matzah, because Rabbi Hunav, all the other Rabbanu, they would not make an early Shabbos. Meaning they didn't daven Meir Friday night, Ad Urta. Why not? Maybe because they held that the halacha is like the chachamim, and it's mamim. It's mamim. You can't have a marriage. Shema, I mean, in halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, "Hashto the loyit malhilchasa loykemar v'loykemar." So we have conflicting reports. On the one hand, Rav did it one way, and Rabuna and the other chachamim did it another way. So what's the halacha? Is it like Rabbi Yehuda? Not like, we don't have a Mishnah idiots for this. We have no way to resolve this machloikis. Must be the Ovid Kemar Ovid or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. You can pick and choose. If you want, you can go one way. It's okay. If you do it the other way, it's also okay. What exactly this means, the concept of Tarati Desasri. So, in Kamakoimai. Rav, actually, is Yesh Kamakoimai, but we don't have time. Rav, in Kanzmanoi. Rav, Ikla Lebe Geneva. I mean, when else are you going to talk about this? Rav, Ikla Lebe Geneva. Rav was once by Geneva Vitzalik Shal Shabbos, Bar of Shabbos. And Rav made an early Shabbos. He was in Geneva's house, and he made an early Shabbos. Vavi Matsu, Rav Yirmi Be'ab Lachay, Rav Yirmi Be'ab Rabba was standing behind Rav. V'sayim Rav, Rav finished Shmoyne Esrei, v'loy poske l'tzloy said Rabbi Yirmiyah, but he didn't want to interrupt Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabba. So the Gemara says, well, apparently we're still davening. So it says the Gemara, Shmami Notas. You see from here three things. Number one, Shmami Notas Pa'al Admosh Shabbos, Berev Shabbos. Rav made early Shabbos. Okay, that's interesting. V'shmami Notas Pa'al Talmud Acherei Rabbi. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabba was a Talmud of Rav. So if you daven behind Rav, that's also newsworthy. A Talmud could daven behind the Rebbe. We'll see more about that in a moment. You see that Rav didn't want to walk in the presence of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, which means if someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to walk in his Dalad Amis, says the Gemara. You're not allowed to cross, go past someone who's davening. Ain't afraid, was that true? They used to do it. It sounds like they used to do this regularly. They would walk by people that would davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami, if Rav Asi chutzla arba amis hu dechalfi. No. What does it mean? It means if someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can't move? No. It means within that person's Dalad Amis. Oh. They were doing it outside the Dalad Amos. Wait, the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah, heichi avad hachi. How is Rabbi Yirmiyah allowed to daven behind Rav? Meaning, we said there's three things you can take out of this story. You can make an early Shabbos. You don't go Eisah Shalom if the person behind you is in your Dalad Amos and he's still davening. And also, a Talmud could daven behind the Rebbe. Wait, the Gemara, is that really true? Vam Rabbi Yudam Rav. Loi lamayu spalom adam. Loi keneged Rabbi. And by the way, who said this? Rabbi Yehuda? In the name of Rav. So Rav himself held this way, that a person shouldn't daven, not keneged Rabbi. V'loy achoyrei rabbi, not keneged rabbi. Rashi says that means not facing him, but etzel rabbi. You shouldn't be equal to him, because umarik kiloim shavim, because you're acting as if you're somehow equal to your rabbi. Additionally, you shouldn't have an achoyrei rabbi. Why not? So Rashi says you are rahu, because it's an inyan of you are rahu. We know what that is. V'tanya, Rabbi Blazer said, I'm a spalo chayri rabbi. If somebody davens behind this rabbi, v'anoisin shalom lo rabbi, and he gives his rabbi shalom. So Rashi, what does that mean? You can't give your rabbi shalom. Kishar kolodim. He says Shalom Alecha. He doesn't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayr. That machs a Shalom the Rabbi, or he says Aleichem Shalom in the regular way. V'achilek al yeshivasoi, or somebody starts giving shir in his presence without getting rishus from him. V'oimer davash loy Shalom pi Rabbi, or if he says something he never heard from his Rebbe, goyim l'shchina shetistalik miYisrael. He causes the Shechina to go away. Point is that Rav said that you're not allowed to daven achiri Rabbi, and Rabbi Eliezer said that there's a whole bunch of things that if somebody does this, he's goyim l'shchina shetistalik miYisrael. And one of them is if you daven behind your Rebbe. So how could Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba have daven behind Rav? We said, wow, you daven behind this Rebbe, shvami not las. He should have done it. Okay, you see, it's not okay. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Talmud Chaver Haver. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba was different, because even though he was a Talmud of Rav, but he was a Talmud Chaver. He was a Talmud, but he was also like a Chavrusa, meaning they were sort of on the same level. V'hainu the Kabbalah Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav. And we can bring a Raya to it, because after Rav made early Shabbos, so Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba went to Rav and he asked him, Mipa Dalta? After you made your early Shabbos, did you stop doing malacha? Or did you continue doing malacha? I mean, it wasn't Shabbos yet. So he wanted to know, did you just daven Ma'ariv and Shabbos earlier, but you continued to do malacha? No, Amalei said, in Badulna. Of course I stopped doing malacha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is talking to Rav, and he said, Mi badalta, did you stop doing malacha? L'chur, if it was his Rebbe, he shouldn't have said that. You know what he should have said? He should have said, did Rebbe stop doing malacha? V'loy Omar mi badal mar. That's the Gemara's dick. Must be that he wasn't a Talmud, he was a Talmud Chaver, and that's why he was able to daven behind it. Freak the Gemara, Umi Bottles, that's true. Did Rab really stop doing Malach of Amr? Rab Abin said, Pamachas is Paul Rebbe Shal Shabbos, Merev Shabbos. Rebbe, davened, Friday night davening early. And after he finished davening, he went to the merchetz. He went into the bathhouse. You're not allowed to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos. So he went into a bathhouse. V'yatzah, then he left. V'shon alam perkin. And then he gave share. V'adayin lechashka. Wasn't even night yet. But the point is, you see, Rebbe did melacha after he made an early Shabbos. So why'd Rav have to stop doing melacha? Amar Rava. Rava said, ahu denichnas lehaziyah. When Rebbe went into the base of merchetz, he never went into the base of merchetz. He just went into the shvitz. Literally. Lazia, he went to Schwitz for health purposes, and obviously, that being that he didn't go into the Merchitz itself, so there's no kasha because he didn't do a malacha. But the Gemara just adds three words, the koidim gzei rahava. The rest of the story is that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem, it's in Perikira, says that the Chachamim made a gzeira that you can't walk into a Beis Merchitz even just for the Schwitz. Even for health purposes, Refuah B'Shabbos is aser. Simen Shin Chav Ches and Erechai. See, even that's not okay. So this story of Rebbe going in Lahazia must have been Koydim Agzer. But the Gemara says Eini. Va'bayo Shor Lid Rav Dimi Bar Livoy Lich Kabru Yisali Rav Ab. Rav Dimi Bar Livoy once made an early Shabbos, and Abaye told him that you could do a certain malacha. So the Gemara says, "Ahu to usa havoy." There, really, Rav Dimi Bar Livoy never made early Shabbos. He made a mistake. What was the mistake? He looked outside. He thought it was dark because it was very cloudy, and he went a Davin Ma'ariv, but it was never really Mekabel Shabbos. Being that it was never Mekabel Shabbos, even though he had Davin Ma'ariv, but it was never really a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's why he let him do his thing. But the Gemara says, "If to usa mihadra, is that okay? Just because you davened early bitos, does that mean that you were mekabel Shabbos, and as a result, you could even do malacha if you did something like this?" But v'amar Avidan, Avidan said, "Pamach says kashu shemayim ba'av." There was one; it's very, very cloudy. Kisfurim amleim l'chashay chava, and the olim thought that it was already night. V'nichnas ulebeis haknesses. They went into shuv, espalu shemayim soy Shabbos b'Shabbos, and this happened not on Friday night. This happened on Matzah Shabbos. So Shabbos afternoon was very, very cloudy, and all of a sudden they don't have clocks. You don't know what time Shabbos is over. And it looked like Shabbos is over. So the olim went and they daven ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, and afterwards they came out in a spazru oven, the clouds went away, and they realized that it's still Shabbos. Now what? Ubo v'shal was Rebbe. And they went to Rebbe and they asked Rebbe what to do. And he said, "Hoyo v'hispalalu? Hispalalu. Once you daven, you daven. It's fine." Now, that's partially, he didn't let them do malacha. But he said, as far as davening Ma'ariv again, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. So what do you see? If somebody davens betos, this type of tos, you don't have to daven over again. If that's the case, then we're Rav Dimi Bar Livoy, by mistake, davened early Friday night, he wouldn't have had to daven again either. If he didn't have to daven again, tefillah itself constitutes Kabbalah Shabbos. So Hodger Kusha Laduchte, if he was Mekabel Shabbos through tefillah, even though it was betoys, you see a tefillah betoys is considered a tefillah, you don't have to daven again. So you don't have to daven again, that means a tefillah, it's a tefillah. So why was he allowed to do malacha? So the Gemara says, Shani Tzibet Loi Matruchinel, who really a tefillah betoys is not a tefillah. So from Rabbi Dimi Bar Livoy's standpoint, he would have to daven again. His tefillah certainly didn't constitute Kabbalah Shabbos. The Tzibur didn't have to daven Ma'ariv again Matzah Shabbos. Tzibur is different, Tircha the Tziburah. So that's a special kula for the tzibur. Amar Rav Chiya Barabin, Amar Rav. One last gemara. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Maitzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. Again, to make an early Shabbos, that we've heard of. But to daven Matzah Ma'ariv, Matzah Shabbos early, that's a much bigger chiddush. It's Shabbos afternoon, you're making an early Ma'ariv, but that's what Rav Yoshia did. Says the Gemara, Rav Tzol Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Oyim Kedush Al HaKoyis, Oyim Kedush Al HaKoyis. Did he make kiddush or did he not make kiddush? Toshmat, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mespal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Oyim Kedush Al HaKoyis. Yeah. The Hilchas of Kavos, Rabbi Yoshia, Matzli Shomoy Tzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos, Oyim Avdol HaKoyis, Oyim Avdol HaKoyis. So did Rabbi Yoshia make an early Havdolah? So the Gemara says, Shema, Da'amir Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Mespal Lodom Shomoy Tzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos, Va'oyim Avdol HaKoyis. You can't do Melacha, but you can make Avdol HaKoyis. Amir Rab Zeir, Amir Rab Asi, Amir Rab Loz, Amir Rab Chanin, Amir Rav. B'tzad Amud Zeh, Espalu Rabbi Shmol, Rabbi Yoshia Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. So again, this traces itself back to Rav. Maybe this is why Rav himself had this Kula, but Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, already one of the Tanoim, he stood next to this beam and he once made an early Shabbos. Ki also Ula Amar, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said, Chevra, I think we have the wrong gears in this. It wasn't Bitzad and Amar, it didn't happen next to a beam, but rather Bitzad and happened next to a date tree. V'loi Bitzad Am. V'loi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ava, El Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yossi, Ava. V'loi Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Ava, it wasn't an early Shabbos, El Shomay Tzai Shabbos, B'Shabbos, Ava. It was actually an early Matzah Shabbos. Exhale. So just a few ha'aris. A lot going on here in the daf. Tefillah, specifically, tefillas ha-mincha, making an early Shabbos, but I think that being that we're learning Perek Tfilas HaShachar and the overwhelming theme of the next two prakim is going to be Tfilah, so let's just talk a little bit about the Rambam. In the beginning of Hilchas Tfilah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Mitzvah Saseh lehispalo b'chol yoyim. There's a mitzvah saseh, do'iraisa, to daven every day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem. Mipi ha'shmua amru, she'avoyda zu hi tfilah. V'nemar ulo'ovdoi b'chol avavchem. Amru chachamim, eizoi hi avoyda shabalev zu tfilah. Says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh lehispalo b'chol yoyim. We'll get to the psukim later. But there's a mitzvah saseh, mid'iraisa, to daven every day. Says the Rambam, ve'ein minyan ha'tfilois min ha'toyroh. The minyan ha'tfilois, meaning how many tfilois? We daven three. That's not mid'iraisa. V'loi matpeya ha'tfilah ha'zois min ha'toyroh. The nusach ha'tfilah is also not midday raisa. The ein letfilah zman kavua min ha'Torah. Additionally, the zman etfilah are not midday raisa as well. Says the Rambam, lefichach. It's for this reason, noshim va'avodim chayovim betfilah. Lefichay mitzvah saseh shaloy zman garam. Meaning, if zman etfilah were midday raisa, then it would come out that each tfilah is a mitzvah saseh zman garam. Shachris has its zman. It's man garaba. Mintch has its man, it's man garaba. Ma'ariv has its man garaba. But being that midday raisa tefila has no zman, the mitzvah is just lehispalo b'chayayim. So it's a mitzvah esse she'en has man garaba. So says the Rambam, lefichach noshim v'avodim chayyavim b'tefila. Elo, chiyav mitzvah zu kachu. So what is the mitzvah midday raisa? If the amount of tefilas are not midday raisa, the nusach ha'tefila, the matbeya is not midday raisa, and the amount of tefillos is not midday raisa. So what is midday raisa? Says the Rambam, she odam mispalel u mischanim b'chol yoyim. Every day a person should pray. Umagid shvachay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should praise Hashem. Va'achakach shoyol tzrochov. And then afterwards he should ask Hashem shu tzorech, anything that he needs. Bevakosho u betchino. And then after that, noisen shevach v'hidol Hashem al hatova she'shpia loy kol echad ve'echad kefi koichet. Everybody should try his best to do whatever he should do. So the biblical obligation of tefillah, says the Rambam, is that every person has needs. Merubim tzorchei amcha. Every day you should make it your business to ask Hashem what it is you need. But before you do that, you should praise Hashem. After you do it, you should thank Hashem. Every person should do it. Kefi koichai, whatever he's capable of doing, that is tefillah midday raisa. And then the Rambam elaborates on this. V'mhoyu rogo, someone that's able to, marbe b'tchino bakasha. V'mhoyu arals fasayim, medaber kefi yochloi, u'b'choleisha yirtze, you can do whatever you want. So that's the Rambam. And this, says the Rambam, existed. V'chein hoya adover tamid, mi Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra. So from Moshe Rabbeinu, essentially the beginning of time, until Ezra HaSoifer, this is the way tefillah was. Kivin Shagalu Yisrael made Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. When the Yidden went into Gaulus for the first time in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, when he destroyed the first place of Mikdash, and this Arabu Beparas V'yadam. So the Yidden got mixed up with the Paras and Yavam v'sharu umois v'nodu lehem bonim ba'artzeis agoyim, and they started having children in these foreign lands. Va'oisan habonim nizbal b'lasfasam, they couldn't speak clearly. Va'oisas sfas kol echad ve'echad me'uravois b'lashonois harbe, and every person was speaking a combination of many different languages. V'kivet haya medaber inu yochel adaber kol tzarche, and it was hard for people to communicate. It was certainly hard for them to communicate b'lashon hakodesh, which is the primary lashon. Kivan shera Ezra, I'm skipping. When Ezra and his bezdin realized that people are pasha having a hard time talking and communicating, and it's affecting their ability to pray, amdu v'tiknu lahem shmoyne esrei brachas ala seida. They realized that we can't just let everybody do what they need to do, but rather we're gonna have to set up a matpeya shel tefillah. Every yid's gonna learn how to say it. He'll say it like this. He'll be able to do what he does. What is the art tefillah? Sholish rishoynei shvach lashem v'sholish achroynois hoida. The middle brachos include in them, they incorporate everything people need. So the Shmoyne Esrei brachos that we have, the ones that focus, the middle 12, on the tefillos and the bakashos, they're avos, not the only things. But included in that, says the Rambam, are kol cheftzei ish ve'ish, the chol tzarchei hatzibur kulam. That's what the Rambam says. So it's avos, like arba avos nezikin, there's more. You have lamates, malachos. The Rambam uses avos a lot. By treifas, the Rambam says, the yudches treifas, they were avos treifas. So it's Avos, but Michal de Katoldos, but included in that is everything people need. And the idea was Kadeshayu, Aruchos, Befiakoil, that everybody should have the ability to daven. And like this, it doesn't matter what language you speak, as long as you learn how to pray and you learn the Shmoyne Asrei Brachos, you would have a chelik in tefillah just like everybody else. Regardless, the Rambam gave us a little bit of the history of tefillah, and the Rambam also began his Hilchas tefillah, literally. Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh L'Spal B'Choyoy. That tefillah is a mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa. The Rambam says the same thing in a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Saseh, number 5. V'HaMitzvah HaChamisha Sisha Tzivonu L'Ovda Yisala. The fifth mitzvah, L'Minyan Taryag, says the Rambam, is the mitzvah to daven. V'Chvar Nichbal Tzivu Yizeh Pa'omim. Omar V'Avadas V'Hashem L'Keichem, V'Oysoy Savoydu, V'Oysoy Savoyd, U'lo Ovdoy, says the Rambam, Afal Pisha Zeh Tzivu Yuhu Gam Kemin Tzivu Yuhu HaKoylelim, Hine Yesh Bo Yichud Shehu Tzivu B'Tfilo. So the Rambam Shita is, in Yad Chazok, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph, in a Sefer HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Saseh Hei, that Tfilo is Midei Raisa. In the Yad Chazok, the Rambam brings 2 psukim. In his Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam brings 4 psukim. So what are these psukim exactly? What are these psukim? The first pasuk the Rambam brings is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hei. Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem uveirach es lachmecha ve'es meimecha va'asiroisi machlo mikirbecha. Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem sounds like you should serve Hashem. The Rambam understood va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, even though it's a mitzvah klali, you should serve Hashem, but there's something very specific that the pasuk is talking about as well. What is that? It's tefillah. In Parshas Va'aschanon, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Va'oisoy Savoid U'Bishmoy Tishaveya. What does Va'oisoy Savoid mean? Va'oisoy Savoid, you should serve Hashem. No, Va'oisoy Savoid also means, more specifically, that there's a mitzvah of tefillah. Va'hoyim Shumaya Tishma Mitzvah Yisei Hashem Noichim Mitzavach Eschem Hayoyim, La'avos Hashem Elokechem U'la'ovdoy B'chol Avavchem B'chol Nafshechem. What does U'la'ovdoy mean again? What do you mean? Serve Hashem. Specifically, it means tefillah. Finally, Achrei Hashem Alekechem Teilechu, Va'oisoy Siro, this is in Parashas Re'eh, Ves Mitzvoysov Tishmoiroi, Ubekoyloi Sishmo, Va'oisoy Savoidu, Uvoisit Bakum. What does it mean, Va'oisoy Savoidu? So the Rambam understood that all these psukim mean tefillah. These are the 4 psukim that the Rambam brings. And each pasuk just says you should serve Hashem, but what is Avoida, says the Rambam? Avoida midai raisa means tefillah. And he says clearly, Afal Pisha Zeat Sivoy, who gam came in at Sivuya Makoilalim. Of course, Vavadu Temes Hashem means more than just tefillah. But however, Hine Yesh Po Yichud, there's something specific that the pasuk had in mind. Shu Tziva B'Tefillah, Tefillah is midai raisa. The Ramban, in his Asodis on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, famously argues. The Ramban says, I disagree, Rambam. It's not true. Tefillah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And the Ramban says, there's so many gemaras to support this idea that tefillah is mid-rabbanan. I'll mention 2, simply because we learned these 2 together already. And they're both on the same Amid. Brachas Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara was discussing the halachas of a Balkari. So Ezra was misakin that a Balkari is also b'divrei Torah, unless he goes to the mikvah. So what did the Mishnah say? If somebody's a Balkari, should he say Kriyashma? He didn't go to the mikveh yet. Or should he not say Kriyashma? Should he bench? Should he not bench? Should he say Birchas Kriyashma? Should he daven? So Kriyashma, the Mishnah said, he should be Mahar Balibai. Birchas Amasin, he should be Mahar Balibai. The Bracha Rishoyna, Birchas Kriyashma. And Tfilah, the Braisa said also, he shouldn't be Mahar Balibai. Why? So Gemara isn't sure. Shak Levitario, when did Gemara come out at the end? Because Kriyashma and Birchas Amasin is Deiraisa. Midairaisa, be Mahar Balibai. But Tfilah, Birchas Kriyashma, Birchas Hanen, that's all Midrabanan. Being that it's a Midrabanan, so there's no idea. Fake the Ramban, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says that tefillah is Midrabanan. And that same moment, the Gemara says, Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kara Kriyashma. You have to say Kriyashma again. Safik is Pal, Safik Loi is Pal. You know, and the Gemara is Mavur there. What's the Shaila Talian? Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kara Kriyashma is a Safik Deiraisa. Oh, Safik Deiraisa, you go to Chumra. Safik his Pal, Safik Loi is Pal, is a Safik Derabanan. If it's only a Safik Derabanan, you only go to Kula. So says the Rambam, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. And there's many other Gemaras that you see clearly that Tfila is only Midrama. So what is if it's only midrabbanan, so what is the idea of tefillah? Elevada, this is what he says. Kol inyan at tefillah, einoy chayve klal. It It's not a mitzvah deraisa. Elo hu mi midos chesed abayri yisbarach aleinu, sheshoymeya va'oyne b'chol kareinu elo. Meaning, although the Rabban says you find the concept, nika shem aleikeinu, right, that he listens to us every time we call it, the concept of tefillah, the inyan of tefillah, is a deraisa, the inyan, the Torah talks about it. But it's not a chiyuv. So what is it? It's a chesed. Hashem says, you don't have to daven. You don't want to daven, don't daven. But I'm telling you, there's a chesed. That if you want to daven, I'm going to listen to you. So this is an option that you can exercise. But you're not obligated to. It's not mandatory. It's optional. You want to, yeah. You don't want to, whatever. But at the same time, the Torah is made that if a yid davens with the ganze hearts, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to him. But the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. According to the Ramban, tefillah is only a mitzvah derabbanon. That's the first aura. So the second aura is we're talking about tefillas hamincha, right? The daf dealt primarily with tefillas hamincha. Plaga mincha, so just two ha'aras as it relates to mincha. The first is, so the Gemara mentioned many, many times the concept of vasikin, right? We had the idea of vasikin. It's a little unclear. Vasikin, there's a kriyashma element to it, clearly. There's a shmon esrei element to it. And there's also an idea of being soymech gula l'tfilo. What's the makar to the idea of asik, and it's a pasik. Yira ucha im shemesh, v'lefnei yareach dar darim. It's a pasik in Tehillim, Perakayim Beis. Yira ucha im shemesh, Chazal learned from there that you're supposed to daven im shemesh. The Vilna Goyim, in two places, in Shnois Eliyo, right here in Perak Tfilos HaShachar, and in Shnois Eliyo, in Perak Yitzias HaShavas, the first Perak of Masechta Shavas, says a dover nifla. He says, why is it that tefillas ha-mincha is called mincha? Why is it called mincha? So shachris is called shachris, because shachris means the morning. Ma'ariv is called ma'ariv, ayi erev, ayi vayker, it's ma'ariv. Why is mincha called mincha? Says the Vilna Gaon, shots like this, because the Gemara says that tefillah is keneged to midim tikkun. The tamid shel mincha was instituted specifically keneged the tamid shel bein arbayim. We know that together with the carbon tamid, there was always a carbon mincha brought. It was called a minchas nusachim. This is Menachas 101. So when the karbanos tamid were brought, together with the carbon tamid, they had to bring a mincha component, a little bit of flour, and that was put on the mizbech. There was a carbon mincha that was brought together with the tamid shel bein arbayim. Said the Goyen, mincha was instituted keneged the tamid shel bein arbayim. But which part of the tamid shel bein arbayim? The minchas nusachim. This you have to be the Vilna Gaon. It was the mincha chelik of the tamid shel bein arbayim. And that's why it's called mincha. You know why it's called mincha? Because it's keneged the mincha. The minchas nesachim, the carbon mincha that was brought every day to meet him kisidron, together with the carbon tamid. That's why it's called mincha. Says the Gaon, what's the oimek in it? What's the pshat? Why should the tamid shel bein arbayim be more... Why should a tefillas mincha be more related to the mincha component of the tamid shel bein arbayim than the shechita, than the kabbalah, than the ilacha, than the zrika? What's the beer in it? Said the guy like this. Because the pasuk says, Yira ucha im shamish. And in Yira ucha im shamish, we learn the minig of asikin. What was the minig of asikin? They used to daven shachris in the morning. They used to daven together with the netzachama. Says the guy, just like there's an inyan to daven shachris with the chama, Yirocha im Shamesh, there's also an inyan to daven mincha with the chama. Shachris, when the sun rises, Netzach chama, and mincha when the sun sets. This is the guy, the Vilna Gaon. Shkia time, that's when you're supposed to daven mincha. The last part of the Tamid shel bein arbayim was the mincha sasachim. That was the closest to the Shemesh. And that's why Tfilas Mincha was instituted at that time. So it was instituted keneged the Mincha because there's an idea of Yiro'uchem Shamesh, there's an idea of Minag HaVasikin even with Mincha. See, you hear so much about Vasikin, Shachar, you wake up early, there's an idea of Vasikin by Mincha as well. Now, I'm not sure exactly what time it is, but the point is, the concept, Yiro'uchem Shamesh, says the Goyen, is not exclusive to Shacharis. The sun rises and the sun sets. So just like there's an idea of Yeruchim Shamesh as it relates to sunrise, there's such a concept for sunset as well. What tefillah is that? That's tefillah at Mincha. The ideal time to daven Mincha is literally Im HaShamesh. That's when they brought the Mincha component of the Tamid Shabbayin Rabbayim, because it was brought after the Tamid was already brought, and that's this idea of Yerucha Im Shamesh. Regardless, says the Gaon, with this hakdama, you could understand a Gemara that we learned. The Gemara said, "La'olam yehezar adam betfilas amincha." Why? Share Eliyo loynena elu betfilas amincha. When Eliyo was on Har Carmel and he was fighting with the Nevi Abal, he said, "Anenu Hashem Anenu." Which tefila was it? It was by tefilas amincha. And being that Eliyo was loynena elu betfilas amincha, so tefilas amincha goes down as the most chashuv of tefilas. It's the shortest tefila, but it's also the most chashuv tefila. Says the Vilna Gaon, why is it? He says, you know why? And I quote, "Hatam shemincha hu mufcher hakarbanos." We spoke about this at length when we learned kachem together and the hakdama to Masechtas Menachos. But the Gaon says mincha is the mufcher of all the karbanos, and because mincha is the mufcher of all the karbanos, so it's for that reason tefilas hamincha is the mufcher of all the tefilas. Because tefilas hamincha was connected to carbon mincha, that's why it's called mincha. That's the tifkeit of yiroucha im shamesh. It's a vasikin of mincha, so to speak, and that's why it's the most chashev of all the tefillos, because tefillos hamincha is the most chashev, because the karban mincha was the mufcher of all the karbanos. The truth is, what's the pashim shot? What's the pashim shot? Why Eliyahu leinena ela betefillos hamincha, and that tefillos hamincha is the most chashev? Pashim shot is the Tor brings in Simin Reish Lamed Beis, because yagi is mat tefillos hamincha yispalo umaoy tzarich lizarba dom rav chelbo yom rav huna loydom yizar adam betefillos hamincha sharei leinena Eliyahu ela betefillos hamincha shenem avhi balois hamincha vayigash Eliyahu vatam mipnei shetefillos Shachar zmanu yodua baboiker. Shachris is easy. You wake up in the morning, you daven. Ma'ariv, you come home at night, you daven. V'hupanu mi'asakov. You're not working Shachris time. You're not working Ma'ariv time. Avach shal mincha shi be'emtza yoyim. But mincha's in the middle of the day. Ba'ishu tarav ba'asakov. While you're very busy, tzarech losa ma'isa libay. So you have to think about it. Ulefanu is mikol asakov. And you have to try to have kavana. Ulespala loisa. Vim asa kein. If you could overcome those hurdles, if you could be ma'isa nefesh, to daven mincha like a mensch, scharei harbay ma'oid. You're going to be rewarded for it. So the pashup shot, why tefillah sam mincha is the most chashiv, is because it's the hardest. It's the most difficult. It comes with the greatest amount of mesiras nefesh. The Vilna Gaon is saying a different shot. He's saying the reason tefillas hamincha is the most chashiv is because it's connected to karban mincha, and the karban mincha is mufcher mikol karbanos. But I think it's pashit that the two reasons are really one and the same. Why is the karban mincha the mufcher of all the karbanos? So the Gaon says, "Ayin menachas daf kuf dalet amid beis." If you take a look at menachas kuf dalet amid beis, the Gemara says that if you go through every single karban in the Torah, it never says the word nefesh. By the karban mincha, the Torah says all of a sudden, v'nefesh ki sakrif karban mincha, v'nefesh, a person, Adam ki sakrif karban mincha. What's v'nefesh ki sakrif karban mincha? And why is it dafka by the mincha? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Mipnei manishtanis mincha. Yitzchak was masakim mincha. Mipnei manishtanis mincha. Shenemar bo nefesh. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi darkoi lahavi mincha. Who brings the karban mincha? Ani. Mala ani olav kilo hikriv nafsho lefanai. You see, when a gvir brings a carbon, okay, he can afford it. But when an ani brings a carbon, it's b'mesiras nefesh. He takes the little bit that he has and he gives it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not just writing a check. He's putting his kishkes into this. He's literally taking bread off his table and he's giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nefesh. The carbon mincha was the mufcher of all the karbanos, says the guy in Ayin Menachis Kuftal Ramad Beis, because it's the carbon of the ani. The gvir brought a big para. He brought a groisa ox. This was the ani's carbon. Of the ani's carbon, his little bit that he's able to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the v'nefesh. You know why? Because that comes with real mysterious nefesh. That's the tour. The tour and the Vilna Gaon are saying the same thing. The tour is saying practically, you want to know why tefillas hamincha is the most chashiv? Because it comes with the gress of the mysterious nefesh. The Gaon says it's because it's related to tefillas hamincha. So, mincha is the most chashiv. Why? Because it comes with the greatest mysterious nefesh. And the truth is, the ani, the carbon mincha, it's a meager little carbon. As far as carbon goes, qualitatively, quantitatively, it's nothing. It's some carbs. That's what the carbon mincha was. The kayanim didn't get much from it. There was nothing really there. Mincha is the shortest tefillah. Mincha is the shortest tefillah. Daven hoichas shmein esrei. The whole thing doesn't take very long. Shachris is a psarebish tefillah. Shachris is you're writing a big check. Mincha is an $18 check. That's what it is. But it's the most chashiv because it's the tefillah of the ani, and the tefillah of the ani, that's v'nefesh. I mean that it's v'nefesh. That's why it's the mufcher of all the tefillahs. It's the mufcher of all the karbanos. That's the second ara. The third ara is as it relates to tefillas hamincha. So who is mesakit tefillas hamincha? Yitzchak. Avraham was masakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv. How do you know that Yitzchak was masakin Mincha? Because the pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. And when did he go? So, read the pasuk. Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basada lifnois aref. He went mincha time. Vayisa ina vayar vineg malin bar. The Balaturim, on that pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basada says, Yitzchok went out to daven. What was he davening for? He said he went to daven for a shidduch. Based on a gemara that we learned, brachas davches amir aleph. The pasuk says, al zois yispalo kol chasid eilecha le'es mitzoy, right? Matzah isha matzah toiv, u'moitza animar mimavis ha'sa isha. But Yitzchak, there's an idea of al zois yispalo kol chasid le'es mitzoy. You know who did that? Yitzchak Avinu did that. Vayetze Yitzchak lesuach basada. What was he davening for? He was davening for a shidduch. Then the Balaturim says, the zocha de tfilosoy nena, the oz nizdam no le'y rifka. Because what does the next pasuk say? Vatisa rifka. Say now, Vateres Yitzchok Vatipa Mealagov. So Vayitza Yitzchok Lesuach Pasod of Lesor, we went to Dam for a Shidduch. Vayesa in a Vayar, Vahinek Malam Bob, he looks up, Rivka, the rest is history. So Yitzchok goes out to Dam for a Shidduch, and you swear him say that you see from him, Minchaza is Mesugal for Shidduch. Because Yitzchok Davin for a Shidduch, and you see that he was answered, that Vahine Rivka, that Rivka all of a sudden, emerged. But the truth is, at first glance, this is tzarech in this Balaturim. Why? Because the shidduch was done already. This was a done deal. Yitzchak didn't know about it, but really, the shidduch was a done deal. The truth is that if you look in the Sefurna right here, the Sefurna already asks this question. Says the Sefurna, quote: "V'koydem she'espalel kvar nishlam inyonei becharon v'karva ishtoy lavoi al derech terem yikro." It's true, it was already a done deal. But that doesn't mean that the reason it was a done deal wasn't because of Yitzchak's tefillah. It was Yitzchak's tefillah that caused the deal to be. What do you mean? It happened before Yitzchak went to Davin. When Yitzchak went to Davin, the camels were already coming. Rivka and Eliezer were already back. There's an idea. Terem yikrov vaniyena. Oidei medabra vaniyeshma. And it was al derech. This is foreign. The Rishonim. Al derech terem yikrov vaniyena. Really, Rivka's shidduch. This all happened as a result of Yitzchak's tefillah. I heard from Meir V'Rebbe, Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita. He asked. He says, I understand. Pashin, how do you understand terem yikrov vaniyena? So Pasha, you learn, a person's about, right? You go, if you want to ask somebody something, you're about to say, I got it, don't worry, it's all taken care of. You start talking, and I understand, you don't even have to finish saying what you're saying. Good. Terem yikro vaniyena. What does this mean? This shidduch was done. It was kvitzas haderech, so maybe it was just done, but I'm not sure. This was already a done deal. Yitzchak didn't even think about davening yet. And now all of a sudden, vayetz, Yitzchak looks to a pasuk, you know, let me daven for a shidduch. This is terem yikro vaniyena. Sounds a little surprising. So he shtel zu a beautiful story that happened with the Marsham. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a tzibur that were at risk. Something very, very bad was going to happen to them. They were told that there's a tzaddik somewhere, and he's a big pile of Yeshua. So you go to the tzaddik, he davens for you, everything's going to be worked out. So they went to the tzaddik for him to daven, and the tzaddik said, I can daven for you, but you have to give a pidyon. You're going to have to give money. Anyways, they collected money from the tzibur. They gave him this schum money, whatever it was he wanted. They went back to the city. They told him, you know, we worked out, and they said, oh, it's all taken care of, done. You have nothing to worry about. You don't need it. Aleidik. So he said, I can't believe it. We just raised all this money. We had these parlor meetings and things. And what am I going to do? We just gave him this year. So they went to the Rav and they told him, I'll tell you the truth. You know, we didn't realize that this whole thing that we needed to daven for, it wasn't necessary. He said, I hear it, but you know, you paid me to daven and I davened. He says, I appreciate the fact that you davened, but I'm telling you, the gzera was already gone. Maisi didn't want to give back the money. So they decided they're going to go to the Marsham. He was the Poisek Adar. Let's ask the Marsham what the Marsham says. So the Marsham wrote them back as follows. He said, I know the answer and have a raya to the answer as well. He said that the Pasuk says that the Plishtim had taken away the Arun from the Yidden. And at some point they returned it. The pasuk says, that even though the Aron was on its way back, David was a little scared. He was uncomfortable. He didn't want the Aron to come back. So he decided, David, that instead of bringing it back to Ir David, leave it in the house of Oyved Edoim Hagiti. You should leave it to it. So the pasuk says, "Vayoshev Aron Hashem based over the Edom Hagiti Shloisha Chadashim." It was there for 3 months. Vayivarech Hashem as Oyved Edom as Kol Ben Yisrael. During those 3 months that the Aron was there, they had tremendous bracha. Vayugad Melech David Lebar, and they came to David and they said, "You know, Baruch Hashem is based Oyved Edom. That Oyved, you know, you gave him the Aron. You don't even realize he's getting tremendous bracha." So David heard that, said, "You know what? Bring the Aron to ear David. These are psukim in Nach." The Gemara, Mesech this brachas, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, says, what was the bracha? What did Oyved Edom Hagiti have? So he says like this, Oyved had a wife, And he had 8 sons who were all married. So he had a wife and 8 daughters-in-law. Each one, his wife and the 8 daughters-in-law, all gave birth to 6 children. Shisha Bekeres Echad, like in Mitzrayim. They gave birth to Shisha Bekeres Echad, and that was the bracha. That was the bracha that they had. Freik the Marsham, he says, I understand. The Aaron was only there for 3 months. A 3-month pregnancy? That's not possible. So how could this have happened? The truth is, the Vilna Gaon already asks this kasha, and the Vilna Gaon's matchik, he had to say it was a neis betoich neis. But really, at first glance, it's very, very tzarech bir. How could this possibly have happened? Said the Rasham, you know what must have happened? What must have happened is that they gave birth during those 3 months. They gave birth during those 3 months, which means that these babies were conceived months earlier, well before the Aaron ever arrived to the house of Oyved Edom Hagiti. So what did they tell David? What does the bracha have to do with Oyved Edom Hagiti? Said the Rasham that you see from here that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha on credit. That there's a concept of Terem Yikro Ve'ani Ena. That because of something that you're going to do in the future, even though you didn't do it yet, you can get Shefa, you can get bracha right now. So he said that how do you know that the reason the Gzeira didn't go away is because of the tefillah of the tzaddik? Aye, what do you mean? But it went away before the tzaddik's tefillah. Yeah, but there's a concept of Terem Yikro Ve'ani Ena. Just like the house, the family of Oyved Edom Hagiti got bracha. They got bracha already, just adaita dahachi, that later they were going to have the Aron in their house. So maybe the gzera went away because of the fields. And the Marsham said that he gets to keep the money. Either way, Rabbi Shu'aba said that's exactly what's going on over here. There's a concept of Terem Yikro Vaniyena. The deal with Rivka, the Shidduch, it was already, they closed, it was L'chaim, everything happened before Yitzchak David. But it was all Adank, Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Pasada. It was a gedda, like the Sefurna says, of Terem Yikro Vaniyena. That's why the Shidduch happened.